One of my favorite TV shows when I was an adolescent, and I can see it now on reruns, but it was Mission Impossible. I love that show. Dun, 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 dun. You know what I'm talking about. That's a great, I love the theme song. I love the whole beginning of the show. You know, how they had the line of fire all the way across, and then they showed you kind of a trailer of the show that you knew what was going to happen in the show, how exciting it was going to be. I love that in the program they had the lead agent Jim was given this, you know, task, this impossible mission. You know, of course it was in, you know, the mission was so confidential they would find it, you know, in a, you know, in some kind of candy, you know, dispenser. You know, they'd find it and you remember that it would blow up in 5 seconds after he heard it. You know, I love the whole premise of the show. I love how everything was done. It was so creative. And of course, they were given this mission that was seemed to be so impossible. Usually it was to overthrow some evil dictator, you know, and to help the common good of the world. And the mission seemed so impossible. And of course, there were many things in the show that made it exciting because they had overcome many obstacles. You know, today we celebrate the end of that mission that seemed so impossible that God gave to himself. That mission was to change the tide of all humanity, to be in union with God. It was not. And God needed to perform that task so much that it was so important that he brought himself down to this world in Jesus Christ to take on that mission that seemed so impossible. Today we celebrate Christ's impossible mission has been completed. And now he receives his reward, his ascension into glory in heaven. His mission was to shepherd all of humanity back to God, to be in sync with the harmony of God on this earth, so that we may be in union with God forever. That's the mission he was given. It seemed so impossible. No, we ourselves are given a mission and purpose. Every single one of us here, every single person that has been born in this life is given a mission and purpose. You know, I often used to do vocation talks at Elder High School. Every year I'd go to the high schools. And one of the things I would often say to them, you know, some of you guys, looking at you, and these are all seniors, some of you guys are called to the priesthood. And I know that scares the hell out of you, you know? But you know what's worse? Some of you are called to the married life, and that should scare the hell out of you. You know, we're all given a mission and purpose. Married, single, religious, you know, friend, neighbor, I mean, it goes so far. Friend, neighbor, classmate, parishioner, choir mate. You know, you can think of many different relationships. In all relationships, we have a mission and purpose. And that is to lead not only our own selves, but to lead others to Christ and ultimately to heaven, to raise up ourselves as we raise up others. You know, as we see, Jesus was raised up, but it's a calling for all of us to raise up ourselves out of our selfishness. You know, we have, all of us have that self-love within us. You know, the self-love that chooses ourselves over God's mission and purpose for our life, to bring Christ to ourselves and Christ to others so that we can be in union with God forever. And we have that self-love within us. And we have to break free of that. That's why we're given a church, reason we're given a Christian community, to help us break free from that self-love, to be given a heart of Jesus Christ. A heart of Jesus Christ that ultimately responds to live out that mission and purpose, to be raised up in heaven. Indeed, as we come together today, we raise up our Lord and Savior, who now is rewarded in heaven. But we raise up mothers, right? This is Mother's Day, and we thank God for their sacrifice of their own self-love. You know, they love themselves. They want to do their own thing at times, But they sacrifice themselves out of God's love to do what is just and right for their kids and for their families, to raise them up in life. Indeed, today we give thanks and praise for a God that raises up his Son to be glorified. We give praise and thanks for our mothers that lead us to be glorified in heaven. And let us thank God for the mission and purpose of our own lives, our mission and purpose to raise up others in this world and in the next. Amen.